Chapter 3. Lost in the Sky. Without effort at concealment, I hastened to the vicinity of our quarters, where I felt sure I should find Kantos Khan. As I neared the building, I became more careful, as I judged, and rightly, that the place would be guarded. Several men in civilian metal loitered near the front entrance, and in the rear were others. My only means of reaching, unseen, the upper story where our apartments were situated was through an adjoining building, and after considerable maneuvering, I managed to attain the roof of a shop several doors away. Leaping from roof to roof, I soon reached an open window in the building where I hoped to find the Heliumite, and in another moment I stood in the room before him. He was alone and showed no surprise at my coming, saying he had expected me much earlier, as my tour of duty must have ended some time since. I saw that he knew nothing of the events of the day at the palace, and when I had enlightened him, he was all excitement. The news that Dejah Thoris had promised her hand to Saab Thawn filled him with dismay.
"It cannot be!" he exclaimed. "It is impossible! Why, no man in all Helium but would prefer death to the selling of our loved princess to the ruling house of Zodanga. She must have lost her mind, too, have assented to such an atrocious bargain. You, who do not know how we of Helium love the members of our ruling house, cannot appreciate the horror with which I contemplate such an unholy alliance."
"What can be done, John Carter?" he continued. "You are a resourceful man. Can you not think of some way to save Helium from this disgrace?"
"If I can come within a sword's reach of Saab Thawn," I answered, "I can solve the difficulty in so far as Helium is concerned. But for personal reasons, I would prefer that another struck the blow that frees Dejah Thoris." Kantos Khan eyed me narrowly before he spoke.
"You love her," he said. "Does she know it?"
"She knows it, Kantos Khan, and repulses me only because she has promised to Saab Thawn." The splendid fellow sprang to his feet, and grasping me by the shoulder, raised his sword on high, exclaiming,
"And had the choice been left to me, I could not have chosen a more fitting mate for the first princess of Barsoom. Here's my hand upon your shoulder, John Carter, and my word that Saab Thawn shall go out at the point of my sword for the sake of my love for Helium, for Dejah Thoris, and for you. This very night I shall try to reach his quarters in the palace."